All right, Sam, how excited are you about heading to D.C. to represent Delaware in the 2018 Poetry Out Loud National Finals?
Oh, man, it's I'm super, super excited. It's such an incredible honor to be able to represent Delaware and just, like, even having such great competition in the semifinals and the finals to come out as the person to represent Delaware. I mean, it's just an incredible feeling.
Take us back a little bit. For people that don't know you or people who want to get to know you, who is Sam McGarvey? What are you all about?
Well, obviously, whenever I perform, I want to perform to the best of my ability and to the glory of God, and that's what I've been doing all my life. I've always an actor, I would say, ever since I came out of the womb. So just having, like, grown that over the last few years and then being able to do different performances with different groups of people and learning from so many different approaches to that, it's been crucial in my journey.
What got you into poetry? Why do you like poetry so much?
Well, I got into poetry. We had the Poetry Out Loud competition at our school. But even before that, there's a competition at our school called Fine Arts, where everyone in every class is required to memorize and perform a poem. Just as a part of our regular schoolwork. So then just having performed well in the past in that competition, it allowed me to further my love for poetry. And then when the opportunity came around to perform in Poetry Out Loud, it felt like the next step.
You're a very bright young man. How old are you?
I am 15. I will be 16 next month.
And just letting everybody know, you are a sophomore that attends Tall Oaks Classical School. Do you want to read some of your poetry? Are you prepared to do that?
Sure. I don't have any on hand right now, but I could recite something that I did for Poetry Out Loud.
Yes, do that for us.
So this is the second poem that I did for Poetry Out Loud. And that is Very Large Moth by Craig Arnold. After DHL, your first thought? When the light snaps on and the black wings clatter about the kitchen, is a bat. The clear part of your mind considers rabies. The other part does not consider, knows only to startle and cower away from the slap of its wings, though it is soon, clearly not a bat, but a moth, and harmless. Still you are shy of it. It clings to the hood of the stove, not black, but brown. Its orange eyes sparkle like televisions. Its leg joints are large enough to count. How could you kill it? Where would you hide the body? A creature so solid must have room for a soul. And if this is so, why not in a creature half its size or half its size again? And so on down to the ants. Clearly, it must be saved. Caught in a shopping bag and rushed to the front door, afraid to crush it, feeling the plastic rattle, loosened into the night air. It batters the porch light, throwing fitful shadows around the landing. That was a really big moth, is all you can say to the doorman, who has watched your whole performance with a smile. The half compassion and half horror we feel for the creatures we want not to hurt and prefer not to touch.
That was very good. Congratulations on that. That was not the poem that got you into the national finals for the 2018 Poetry Out Loud. What was that poem entitled that got you into the national finals, Sam?
That was I Remember by Thomas Hood.
Why do you think that poem propelled you into the finals?
Now, back in the school competition, I did that as my second poem. So I also had that as my final poem, just like I did in the finals. And I would say it speaks to a lot of people. It's very relatable, though it is a bit bleak. It is very relatable in the transition from childhood to adulthood, and I think a lot of people can resonate with that.
All right, now for your winning presentation, Sam, you're going to receive $200 and an all-expense paid trip to D.C. with a chaperone. You're going to be competing at the national championship on April 23rd through the 25th. Do you know what to expect yet?
I've been meeting with some Poetry Out Loud, some of the leaders and the officiators, and also me and meeting with Cecilia Erigueta, last year's champion. We became pretty good friends last year, so to be able to reconnect with her was really nice, and she's been able to help me to kind of understand what is to come.
Just want to let everybody know that the Poetry Out Loud State Competition is sponsored by the Delaware Division of the Arts. It's in partnership with the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation, and it's part of a national program that encourages high school students like Sam to learn about great poetry through memorization, performance, and competition. It sounds like you're not afraid of competition.
I enjoy challenge. I would say that, definitely. And obviously, whether I win or lose, ultimately, it's for the glory of God. And as long as I do my best, that's what really matters.
Hey, Sam, what is in Samuel McGarvey's future? Walk us down the road a few years. You're only 15. You've got the whole rest of your life to live. What's in your future, sir?
Well, we've been looking a little bit into colleges recently. I want to be able to pursue theater and performing arts, and I hope that one day I can make a career of that. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, again, I'm just in awe. Is there a short poem that you want to take us out with that you can recite?
I could, if you would like me to, I could do the I Remember, I Remember.
Yes, do that one for us. Take us out.
I Remember by Thomas Hood. I remember the house where I was born, the little window where the sun came peeping in at morn. He never came a wink too soon nor brought too long a day. But now I often wish the night had borne my breath away. I remember the roses red and white, the violets and the lily cups, those flowers made of light, the lilacs where the robin built and where my brother set the laburnum on his birthday. The tree is living yet. I remember where I was used to swing and thought the air must rush as fresh to swallows on the wing. My spirit flew in feathers then that is so heavy now, and summer pools could hardly cool the fever on my brow. I remember the fir trees, dark and high. I used to think their slender tops were close against the sky. It was a childish ignorance. But now, 'tis little joy to know I'm farther off from heaven than when I was a boy.